Merci, Monsieur le
Thank you, President. As I said yesterday, we would really like to thank you and the Chair of the Committee of the Whole for this work. I think that, as I've said, it's really arduous work to express the different views expressed. We do think it's still possible to further streamline it and to ensure consistency between Part 2 and Part 3 and to get to an agreement by Friday. We would rather be at the stage of deleting redundant parts rather than adding in new language at this stage. Generally speaking, all proposals seeking to take into account the gender perspective, gender considerations in this convention, we support them. We are also in favour of the proposals on follow-up and monitoring in terms of science and technology, and we do hope to come to an agreement on the establishment of a mechanism on this to inform member states parties on the drafting of article on article 4. Now we support the proposal in 14 ter. But the idea that comes out in this paragraph needs to be looked at in greater detail and greater depth and expanded upon in the paragraphs pertaining to Article 10. Moreover, on 14 bis, sorry, going back up a little bit, the wording, we're fine with it, but it would seem that it would in fact be better under Part 3 of the final document rather than in this solemn declaration. So we would propose, with the view to harmonising the two parts of the final document, that we replace in 14 bis the verb endorses in A with takes note of the value. That's in 14 A, bis A. On 17 bis, we propose that we mention that the conference notes the value of voluntary exercises undertaken among states parties to improve transparency and build confidence, and that the conclusions and recommendations of these exercises can be shared among states parties. Lastly, we support 17 ter as is currently drafted. Thank you very much.